Advanced Listening Test 3, Part 1, Tape Script 29, BAE. 30,000 jobs depend on Airbus contract work now in April. The UK Aerospace Group, BAE, announced it would sell its 20% stake in Airbus, ending BAE's status as a preferential supplier. And after several weeks of talks with the UK government, Airbus parent company, EADS, has agreed to maintain BAE's current share of Airbus work. But BAE's exit from Airbus is part of a strategy overhaul, and in the future, the group aims to focus its business on winning military contracts around the world. Well, in an exclusive interview for World Business Report, Chief Executive Mike Turner outlined BAE's new strategy. If BAE focuses on its military work, what safeguards can it give about the jobs of 20,000 people involved in wing manufacture if it sells its stake in Airbus and if its plan is to become a global defense company? But is it viable given its increasing reliance on US contracts? All questions for the Chief Executive, Mike Turner.
We are significantly in six countries around the world. You can argue that it's fairly stable in the UK, defense spending. It will still grow in the United States, maybe not as much as in the past, maybe not at 7 or 8%, well, maybe at 3 or 4%. And we can see growth markets in Australia, in Sweden, and in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. So we see defense as a very, very good business for our shareholders. We have an excellent, excellent five-year plan going forward. We have the right terms of trade with the UK government. And I'm pleased to say that we're performing excellently on all of our programs in terms of cost and schedule.
Now, in some ways, of course, BAE could be described as one of the architects of Airbus's gloom, in that you've signalled that shareholders' money perhaps had better be taken out of Airbus and put into the military contract.
Well, I think we have been a party to Airbus for decades. We were there for the first series of investments that created the world-leading family, culminating in the A350, which will be a great success. We're now looking forward to, as you know, replacing the A350 with a new family of aircraft that will compete very well with the 787 and the 777. And I think that will proceed, and you will see two very good businesses for a long, long time into the future with Airbus and Boeing.
But this is investors' money you're planning, and then you're signalling that the smart money perhaps is not going to be with the Airbus consortium. You're deploying it somewhere else.
Well, that's up to the board of BAE Systems to decide in the not-too-distant future. But I think we have been clear for some time now that strategically, our priorities are to look into the defense and aerospace market worldwide, and the board has to make a decision. Yes.